The first thing you should know about me is that my name is Alvin Ho. I'm afraid of many things. Elevators, tunnels, bridges, airplanes, thunder, substitute teachers, kimchi, wasabi, the dark, heights, scary movies, scary dreams, shots, school. If there were no school, my troubles would blast away just like that. I would dig holes all day. I would play catch with my gung-gung. I would watch cooking shows and keep an eye on things. It would be fantastic. The second thing you should know about me is that even though I am afraid of many things, I am not afraid of anything that explodes. I love explosions. I was practically born with gunpowder in my blood. This is on account of I live in Concord, Massachusetts, which is hard to spell, but where there were explosions all over the place when the American Revolutionary War started way before I was born. The third thing you should know about me is that I have a dog named Lucy, a brother named Calvin, and a sister named Annabelle, who messes with my sticks and toys, eats my food, drinks my chocolate milk, and gets in my way. I'm not as big as Calvin, but I'm bigger than Annabelle, who isn't a baby anymore but doesn't go to school yet. I'm sort of nearly almost medium. When I stand on tiptoes and stretch at the same time, I'm finally almost visible in my class picture. The fourth thing you should know about me is that I love Plastic Man, Wonder Woman, the Green Lantern, Concrete Man, Aquaman, King Henry V, and all the superheroes in the world. I know them from reading with my dad every night. My mom runs on the treadmill like a hamster on a wheel. My dad is a great reader for his age, which could be 50 or 100. It's hard to tell. He wears reading glasses and always puts one arm around me and the other arm around Annabelle and Calvin for support. On account of when you get to be that old, it's hard to do anything by yourself. The fifth thing you should know about me is that once upon a time before I went to school, I was a superhero. I was Firecracker Man. I ran around our house full speed ahead, screaming at the top of my lungs while beating on a garbage can lid. I was as noisy as a firecracker on Chinese New Year. My costume was great. My gung-gung made it for me. But now I am only Firecracker Man on weekends and holidays. There's just no time for it. Being a superhero is hard work. You have to save the world, but going to school is even harder. You have to save yourself. Most days I can hardly even make it to the school bus. And when I arrive at school, I can't think, I can't read, I can't smile, I can't sing, I can't scream, I can't even talk. The sixth thing you should know about me is that I have never spoken a word in school. Even when I try with all my might, I always manage to say nothing at all. My voice works at home, it works in the car, it even works on the school bus, but as soon as I get to school, I am as silent as a side of beef. You're like a piece of frozen sausage falling off the truck, my brother Calvin likes to say. It is true. I'm something like that. No one really knows why I lose my voice at school, since I come from a long line of farmer warriors who haven't had a scaredy bone in their body since 714 A.D., In China, my ancient grandpas and grandmas and aunts and uncles fought off leopards and tigers in their gardens, the way Calvin and Annabelle and I fought off mosquitoes at Walden Pond. They weren't afraid of anything. I am afraid of everything.